Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm really excited about today's show because I've got a special guest, Nick Holes, joining me. Now, Nick and I recently met on a pretty unforgettable retreat to Madrid in Morocco, and I've talked about this retreat a little bit with a guest I had on, Jake. He runs a community called Irrational Optimist, and this is where I really got connected with Nick. You know, this trip to Madrid in Morocco, we both got to step away from the usual day-to-day and dive into some new experiences. We had an amazing time exploring places together like the Medina in Morocco and catching a Real Madrid versus Atletico game from my suite, and it was just insane energy. But beyond all the sightseeing and adventures, I got to know Nick's story, and it really struck me. Nick has this deep passion for food and health, and it's just not about cooking for him. It's about a way of life and a way of healing. And as we talked, I've realized we both are on very similar journeys with our own health and learning how food isn't just fuel, but actually medicine. And today we're going to unpack some of Nick's, his personal story on his transformation, especially around gut health. We're also going to dive deep into why cooking is so much more important than just most of us think. Now, we'll cover everything from how busy people can make their healthier choices without spending hours in the kitchen to more unique ideas like eating certain foods that can support specific areas of the body that need healing. And we'll even talk about the role of relaxation before meals and how stress can impact digestion, because stress is a really big part of life and it really can mess up your whole day. So really preparing to digest your food, let it, nutrient absorption work in, and something as simple as taking a breath or giving thanks before you eat can make a big difference. I think there's so much value in what Nick brings today, and I can't wait for all of you to hear his insights. So whether you're here for some practical tips or looking for a little little inspiration, stick around, and it's going to be a great conversation. Now, me and Nick share a similar story when it comes to gut health, for the fact that I have Crohn's disease, and I know he's struggled with a few gut issues in terms of just not being able to process food correctly and really having to take advantage of his gut health through, years of trial and failure and success. So there's a lot to learn today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thank you for staying buckled in with me. I'm Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I was just giving you guys a little quick intro before this about my guest, Nick Holes. Now, me and Nick have very similar journeys when it comes to gut health and nurturing, and it can heal a lot of the issues that you're having, and you don't have to resort to medicines and Western medicine that just injects you and keeps you in the state that you are, but just masking the issue. Now, I'm really excited to have Nick on, and he's really going to give us a lot of his insights from the trials that he's gone through to get to where he's at now. Now, Nick, how are you doing? I miss you. We'll have to meet up soon, man.
I'm great, brother. Thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate this. I'm excited.
Of course. I knew you were somebody I wanted to have on, you know, as soon as we met on that trip and you started talking about health, and, you know, it's just crazy how much knowledge you have. And you put me off a lot of things like methylene blue. And actually, I tried egg yolk in my hair yesterday. And it was kind of weird at first, but I didn't mind it. I feel like my hair looks a lot better, and it shines within just one time. So I'm excited to see and hear what knowledge you drop on us today. But I just want to start with hearing your own journey with gut health and how it shaped the work you do today, because I know you're a coach yourself.
Yeah, man. So what do you want to know about gut health?
I just want to know what really started you on your journey. What was the moment where it was like, something needs to change? You had the phrase, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. What was that moment for you?
Yeah, so I didn't really have much of a choice. So I was in college about my junior year in college. And, 4 years before that, I'd been into health and fitness, and I was like, you know, when you're in college, you're like, I'm the shit, I know everything, like, nobody can, like, teach me anything. Like, I thought I knew everything about everything, and I was, like, keto, I was intermittent fasting, I was just doing all the fad diet stuff, and, I went to get a regular blood test from my doctor, my primary care physician. And he's like, yeah, man, your cholesterol is a little high, but besides that, like, you got a clean bill of health. And I was like, okay. Like, he was like telling me to not eat steak and eggs. I'm like, dude, this is not accurate. I'm going to go talk to somebody else and see what they think. Cause I knew enough to know that eating steak and eggs was great for me. So a friend of mine knew a functional medicine practitioner. So it was just like alternative medicine. They look at things a little bit differently. So I went to her. and she did a stool test on me and a blood test. And I get my results back. We're on the phone. She goes, Nick, you're a mess. And I was like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've been doing everything right. And from that moment forward, it was a really eye-opening moment, you know, because I started to understand that everything I thought I knew was, you know, was not actually helping me. And had just been hurting me and causing issues. So from that moment forward, I started to look at things a lot differently.
Yeah, and I totally can relate to that. I mean, I feel like a lot of people only wake up when they have that eye-opening moment. And a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to come to the understanding that they need to treat their body better until it's a little, not necessarily too late, but they're already having issues, and that's why they have to jump on it. Now, like I said, I know you're a coach now. Why do you want to teach people and help people with these type of things?
Yeah, so after I, you know, fixed my gut and I started to put on some size because I was really underweight, and I started to notice my leg just got so much better. And I was like, oh my gosh, how many people out there are in a similar position where they either, you know, are overweight, they're super underweight, they're having these gut issues, and they don't have guidance. All these people who they're going to, whether it's their doctors or just general medical practitioners, are telling them things that are hurting them. And from that day, I felt like it was my duty to, you know, help people and give them a different perspective, a different outlet. That's when I started posting content and really sharing things with people.
Yeah, that's what I've been starting to do as well, is starting to post content, because I, you know, I meet a lot of people out there, and you see a lot of people just walking around, and you can tell they're unhealthy, and that they just don't know that there's another way to actually go about and live your life, and that there's other options than just, you know, getting surgery to remove fat, or, you know, getting stuff removed that may be causing you issues. But what was the turning point for you when you're realizing the impact of food on your life? Now, for me, the reason I asked this question is because food didn't come first for me. Food was like the last thing. I was going to my holistic practitioner. She was helping me with these issues. Oh, you have this. Oh, you have this. And I was taking the supplements that she gave me. But then once I really started getting the lifting is when food started to impact my life. And I realized, okay, there's a whole nother, you know, a world to this stuff. What was that for you?
Yeah, it's funny. So lifting, it was like the same for me. So I started lifting in high school. I went to like a competitive private high school. So I was, you know, at a school with a lot of kids who were really smart and really good athletes. I was neither. So I picked up weightlifting, and then I started to realize, oh, hey, like, I guess I gotta eat well. But I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. This was before all my gut issues. This was like years before it. So that was, you know, implemented into my brain for a while, but then the gut issues hit, and it was like, oh wow, all these things that I've been told are so great for me, like whole grains, and I've been told to avoid dairy, and I've been told to eat plant fats, and all of these things were just causing me issues. And I didn't realize it until I started learning more and actually healing my gut. And I was like seeing live, like, oh wow, like these things that are so commonplace are actually what's hurting me. So it was kind of scary, but it was also like, damn, like I need to talk about this. You know what I mean?
100%. And I heard you talking about fad diets and how you kind of were, you know, jumping from diet to diet, like keto. What would you say to the viewers who have that mindset? I mean, I don't know if you see, but I see it all the time. There's one thing that comes out: carnivore, keto, vegetarian, vegan. Wouldn't you just say having an all-around balanced diet is the best thing you could do for yourself? Why limit yourself to these nutrients that you're missing out on?
Yeah, so I'll keep this super simple, but before I say anything, I'll preface it with, it depends on your situation. For some people, it may be wise to remove plants. And for other people, it may be wise to up plant intake. And now I'll get into why. All of diet, in my opinion, can be summed up with animal foods, animal foods feed you and plants clean you. Animal foods feed you and plants clean you. So animal foods are giving you all of your vitamins, your minerals, your nutrients. They're helping you transport nutrients to certain places. They're helping you absorb certain things. And all your plant foods, they're going to clean you. They're going to help you detox, clean out your liver, your kidneys, all of these things. So when put together, you can be super vital. You can be an absolute animal in the gym and feel really good, be super strong, have a good looking body. And with the plant foods, you can really help your digestion. And plants are really good for, so basically the big difference is animal foods get digested by your stomach. And plants bypass that digestion process, and they get eaten by your microbes, your gut microbes. So it's important to have strong gut microbes, or else you run into issues like I did with leaky gut. So you definitely want to take care of those. But when you're in a situation where you have gut issues, your body cannot break down those fibers because you have all these harmful bacteria running around. So a lot of times it's best for people to be, low plant or like a carnivore based. But I really think there's so much noise out there, and I don't think any of those diets are helpful for the average person who's not dealing with a serious gut issue. I just sum it up with like plant foods clean you and animal foods feed you.
There you go. Plant foods clean you and animals feed you. We'll be right back after this with Nick Holes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're listening on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm talking to Nick Holes, a good friend of mine that I recently met on a trip to Madrid in Morocco. Now, me and him have shared similar experiences when it comes to gut health, and he's also a coach himself who I personally think is very knowledgeable when it comes to food and nutrition, and I really respect that. Now, Nick, something I want to start with here is, can you share any moments where you might have felt the most challenged in your journey? And the reason I ask this question is because I know a lot of people, I mean, start here. Getting healthy is a journey, and there's going to be challenges and struggles along the way. How do you overcome this? Is creating a why important to staying on track to where you want to be?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think you need to have a why that's more than just the food. Like, the food should not be the end all be all. There should be a reason past that, as for the reason why you're eating those foods. And I didn't have that for a while, and I had a few eating disorders because of it. I was bulimic, orthorexic, which is like a unhealthy obsession with eating healthy foods. And I was really trying to be perfect, and all it did was hurt me. That was like probably one of the darkest parts of all my gut issues, is when I felt like that. Wouldn't go out to eat at all. Wouldn't go on vacations. Had to have like an Airbnb every time I traveled somewhere because I needed to cook, and like, it was just way too neurotic. So I think having that why can help you see that A, it's not too serious, and B, like, it gives you something to live for. It gives you more energy and more excitement towards the parts of your life that don't have to do with food and health.
And I think that ties perfectly into anything you do in life as well. You need a why, or else you have no motivation to do it. Rather, I should say determination to do it. So I think having a why you want to get there, and what it's going to take, and what challenges you may have to face, but you still will overcome because your why is bigger than it. Now, something I really respect about you is your meal cooking. I got a big question. Why do you believe cooking is so essential to living a healthy life? I see it all the time on your Instagram. Your dishes look amazing. I'm going to have to start incorporating some of them into my diet as well. Why do you believe cooking is so essential to living a healthy life?
Well, I mean, especially for Americans, our food system sucks. So we have to do so much more work to be healthy than most people do in the world. When we were in Madrid and Morocco, eating out was not a big deal. They use healthier oils, higher quality foods. I feel better doing it. If I did the same thing in the States, I would not have felt good. I would have been super inflamed. My cheeks would have gotten super puffy, digestive distress almost after like every meal. So our food system is just terrible. I'm excited to see if RFK and Trump can do some damage in terms of clearing out some of the harmful things in the food system and implementing, cleaner products and highlighting some cleaner products that are already on the market. But in general, you know, cooking at home is going to help you avoid all of that stuff. You don't even have to think about it. You just buy the foods and you cook them and you eat them instead of worrying, what's in my food? Is it this? Is it that? Blah, blah, blah. So that's why I think eating at home and cooking your own food is so incredibly important, because you don't have to rely on somebody to feed yourself, right? You build this skill where you can feed yourself, you can feed your loved ones, you can feed your friends, anybody you meet. And you can also do it to be the healthiest version of yourself. Another thing is, if you have weight loss concerns, eating out is going to be way higher calorie, especially with all the oils they put in your food. So, you know, you can just totally avoid all of that by cooking at home. And, you know, if you're like, oh, does that mean I can't eat ice cream or pancakes or pizza or cheese steaks? No, it doesn't. Well, basically what I do on my page is I share with people how to make healthy versions of their favorite unhealthy foods, like these foods. And because I think it's important to enjoy your diet and be able to eat all the things you want to eat. I just help you figure out how to do it in a healthier way.
Mm. And a really big blocker, I feel like, for most people, because a lot of people, I'd say most people who live in America work a corporate job, and they're not always, they don't always have the most free time to, you know, go make that meal or, you know, put a few hours in to, you know, create something healthy. What are the workarounds or practical tips you recommend for people who are busy to make healthy meals a regular part of their routine?
Yeah. So three things. First is meal prep your proteins and your starches. You don't have to meal prep everything. You don't have to be super neurotic about how much you're meal prepping, but get your proteins prepped and your starches prepped, because those are the two things that are probably going to cause the most cleanup and the most time. And then number two is get a bunch of raw sides, stuff like raw cheese, kefir, fruits, raw carrots, cucumbers. The rest of the vegetables, do not eat them raw, because those are going to cause some digestive distress. There's stuff called cellulose in vegetables, which is a plant fiber we cannot digest. So you want to cook your vegetables if you're going to eat them. But otherwise, lots of raw sides is going to be the move. So a lot of times I'll take raw cheese, I'll take maybe some sprouts, some sauerkraut, and some berries, and I'll, you know, have that on the side with some hard-boiled eggs I prepared the night before. And I work in an office right now, too, for my parents, and that's what I eat for a lot of my lunches. And then the third thing would be to, you know, leverage things you don't have to cook, like canned fish and, you know, grass-fed jerky and things of that nature. So I think those are some really great ways to do it, because I think it's ignorant for anybody to think that they're going to be able to cook every single meal all the time. You just have to plan ahead a little bit.
And a curious question of mine, because I know it's you know, kind of a big thing in, I guess, the biohacking community. But what's your opinion on reheating your food in a microwave? Do you have any opinions on that?
I don't really like microwaves. The radiation from them is not great, and you're also nuking a lot of nutrients in your food, which isn't the greatest. Honestly, sometimes you just gotta do it, man. You just gotta eat the cold whatever. Like, there's times where I eat cold salmon for lunch, and it's fine. It's really not a big deal. You get a couple spices, you get some hot sauce, you get, you know, some olive oil, some mustard, just to make it more tolerable. It's fine. So, yeah. And then if you're at home and you have something to heat it up with, I would use an oven, or I would use an air fryer. Those are the two things I typically heat up with. So I think it can be avoidable in most situations. And if not, I just say man up and eat the cold food, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely a victim to the microwave. I'm not a big cold food guy, and I just feel like it takes so much longer to warm it up in the air fryer. But 100%, yeah, it definitely nukes your nutrients. And if you care a lot about that stuff, then definitely stop using the microwave. Now, one other quick question as well regarding nutrition. How would you explain the importance of nutrition to someone who's always on the go? And by this, I mean, how do you also decipher what you're putting on your plate? How do you go about picking what three big courses, or I guess what three individual, you know, nutrition, or I guess if you're talking about in macro terms, you know, your protein, your carb, and your fat, how do you go about that?
Yeah. So first, for somebody who's like super busy, always on the go, and, you know, it's going to be a question of what are your priorities, because you have to prioritize it enough. Everybody has a lot going on. You know, everybody does. Everybody has things that they prioritize. So just, first of all, it needs to become a priority. And to answer your question about what foods, each meal I like to make protein the star. So this is going to lower your blood sugar spike from every single meal, regardless of what you eat. It is going to help with reducing sugar cravings. It is going to help with building muscle mass, holding on to muscle mass. It is incredibly important for diet regulation, being able to not overeat foods, and also just feel vital. These foods have the most nutrients. Animal meats, fish, eggs, dairy, those things have the most nutrients out of any food you could possibly eat. So that should be the star. And then once you have your protein, then, you know, I like to have a probiotic-rich food. So stuff like raw dairy, raw cheese, raw kefir, raw yogurt. Maybe I'll do a little bit of butter. And then I also, if I don't do dairy, usually I will do another fermented food like sauerkraut, kimchi, things like that. Those will help with digestion. And then, you know, some type of vegetable or fruits, the fibers will help with digestion, and they will reduce the blood sugar spike as well as reduce your hunger cravings. So putting all those things together tends to be a pretty good, well-rounded meal. I like to have about 3, maybe 4 things on my plate, but keep it simple at the same time.
And we got about 90 seconds here. I think I pick up on your Instagram a lot, and, you know, seeing the dishes you make, it seems like it's very important that it looks appealing to the eye as well. Is there a reason behind that? Is it kind of like an art to you? Why do you do that?
Yeah, so the more appealing the food looks to you, the more you're going to enjoy it. The digestion process actually starts before you even eat your food. So this is why I love to cook, because it starts when you start smelling your food, seeing your food, touching your food. Your body's literally digesting, and it's getting ready for food. So this is why cooking is also just so great for your digestion. But yeah, you'll just enjoy your meals more when you make it look better.
Yeah, and I've recently started doing that. I feel like it's kind of an art, and it feels a little bit of fun too, having just a nice little plate in front of you. But we're talking to Nick Holes. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America.
responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sadly, we are on our last segment here with Nick Holes, but a ton of more good information that you can apply today in your life. Now, one thing that I want to touch upon that we were talking about just a segment before this was digestion and what the preparation is before you eat as well. I know that you pray and you give thanks and that you do breaths beforehand. How have you noticed that change your experience when it comes to eating and digesting?
Yeah, so to be completely honest, I don't do it before every meal. It depends the state I'm in before sitting down. So if I notice my heart is racing a little bit and, you know, I'm just feeling kind of out of touch, then maybe I'll do both. If I don't have too much time, I'll probably do some breathing. And then if I have some more time and I'm like relaxed and just chill, then I'll do like a longer prayer. And this is also just another chance for me to talk to God during the day. I think doing that often gives me more autonomy for my life and allows me to see the things that, you know, I want to take action on and maybe some things I don't need to attend to. So it goes beyond food, but it's definitely super helpful and it's been great for me.
I love that. Yeah, I started to implement that more into my I usually don't do it when I go out or I order food in because I'm so like anxious to eat. But usually when I create my own meal, I'll always pray beforehand, you know, give thanks to like the farmers and whatnot. And, you know, also, like you said, it's more time to just, you know, sit in the presence of the Lord as well. I guess depending on what you worship. But moving on from that, I want to go back to gut health. I feel like that's very important. I feel like you have a lot of knowledge in that area. In terms of gut health, what do you think are the most overlooked aspects of diet that people should focus on more?
Ooh. So, man. Well, for gut health, there's like a big misconception, right? It's eat probiotics and eat fiber to make your gut healthier. But like we talked about earlier, the plant foods are probably not going to be great for a lot of people. And same with probiotics, right? Imagine your gut is like a house on fire if you have gut issues. And you're throwing more wood at the house, hoping it's going to build the house up more. It's just going to burn the wood and the fire is going to get bigger. So just think about your gut in the same way. So it's best to avoid probiotics and fiber-rich foods in most cases. If you're dealing with these gut issues, there is some nuance depending on what type of issue you're dealing with. But for the most part, it's going to be helpful. I'd say the second thing with foods to eat. Yeah, I guess one that's not talked about a lot is you want to include acidic foods and bitters like herbs, arugula, stuff like that. And then trying to think. Yeah, those are great. You can add those to almost anything, just a little bit of arugula on the side of your meal or a little bit of fresh herbs on top of your food. And then the last thing I would say when it comes to gut health is focus more on how much you're chewing your food instead of trying to scarf it down super fast. Be a little bit more intentional about how you're eating your food. It's going to help you digest it a lot more, and it's going to put less pressure on your gut to get the foods down the right way.
That's something I need to start implementing more too. I definitely don't get enough greens, and especially when you're talking about herbs and stuff, I definitely need to implement that into my food as well. Now, since we're talking about gut health, and one big thing that is also linked to, you know, I mean, I've seen Nick's studies, but fasting. Now, I want to know your opinion on fasting, but I love fasting when it comes to gut health, but I think it's very important of how you come off the fast, because when you're fasting, from what I've seen is you end up killing a lot of, you know, gut microbes, which is fine because you're not eating, but I see that it's very important when you come off, because you need to, you know, flourish that, you know, kind of, I guess you could say, new land with good, you know, fibers and, you know, things that are going to populate the area. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. With fasting, I do it every single time I get sick. And a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? Like, you need nutrients when you're sick. Well, the body has to focus on one thing at a time. So is it going to focus on digesting food, or is it going to focus on healing and making repairs? Now, most of what you do when you're asleep is you heal and you make repairs. So if you continue to do that with a fast, you give your body more time to heal and do repairs, which is great if you want to do that. But at the same time, if you're doing it like every single day, you're fasting like maybe 18 hours of the day or 16 hours of the day, it can get tough to get all the nutrients you need in, and it can lead to some problems. It's a really easy way to tank your metabolism too, which means you'll burn less calories throughout the day. So I think it depends why you're doing it. It is a great thing for detoxing and cleansing body though, which is why I do it when I get sick. And there's some great benefits after you do like an extended fast, like longer than 3 days. There's definitely some great benefits. But I don't know. I tend to do like a fast of about 18 to 24 hours once a week. Just as a nice reset for my gut. And then, like you said, I'll break the fast with a small meal that's protein dense. Probably start off with some broth, and then probably some things like some raw cheese and some fruit after that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm pretty big on fasting. I haven't done it in a little while, but when I was really in my, like, I guess you could say, fasting era, I saw a lot of good benefits when it comes to my skin health, you know, better digestion. You know, after about 2 months of doing like 3 day fasts, like twice a month and like just small intermediate ones, and I was pretty keto at the time as well. I never had any gut issues, like not even like small little like that doesn't feel too good in my gut with like normal food that I eat sometimes. So I'm definitely big on fasting if you have gut issues and they need to be resolved. But also, you know, just having a balanced diet and really just repopulating that area with good microbes will also help. So it's a mixture of what, you know, you feel is right for you as well. A big thing too that I want to talk about as well is, do you have any supplements that you recommend to people? I know that you personally take Shilajit and Methylene Blue, but if you want, touch upon those, but what else do you take as well?
Honestly, I think supplements are very personal. I don't really like recommending them to everybody because I don't know someone's situation. But to entertain the question, I think for most people, Shilajit is great because it's got more than 86 trace minerals in it. So it's great just for getting more minerals, especially if you're someone who is not eating a lot of animal meat. That can be a great thing to help you. I really like mastic gum for digestion. That really helped me when I had more severe gut issues. I still chew it today, mainly for the digestive benefits. A lot of people like it for their jawline, but it's just a side benefit for me. And let's see, I guess creatine would be the last, or I guess creatine and magnesium would be the last two. Creatine, great for, you know, just blowing up your figure a little bit. And also for cognitive health, probably one of the better cognitive supplements out there. And then magnesium, you need that for like every function in the body. And it's really, 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 really hard to get from the diet. So I would say that would be it. I just wanted to mention with the vitamin D, I would not supplement with that. You're going to deplete your K2. You're also going to deplete your iron and magnesium levels. And it's just really not a good idea. Instead, I recommend cod liver oil, which is the most bioavailable source of vitamin D besides the sun. And there are a ton of great companies out there who have good products. You just have to be careful about what you're buying from.
I would definitely second the magnesium and creatine as well. And for any parents out there listening, you know, a big thing I see and hear as well is parents don't let their kids go on creatine because they think it's an unnatural drug or they just don't feel it's safe. But really, creatine is one of the most researched supplement in the world. And one of the probably the safest supplement in the world. I don't even think you can have too much of it. At one point, it's just not even going to work. But it's really good for creating energy in your body, helping, you know, your muscles repair after a hard workout. And it's also very, very good for your brain in terms of, you know, your brain holds a lot of water, and that's what creatine helps do as well. So it's going to also enhance your brain and help with depression and you know, stuff like that as well. Now, a big thing, and excuses are a huge thing in today's society of why someone can't do something. As a coach, what are some of the most common excuses you hear from people of why they can't get healthy, and how do you respond to them?
Well, first of all, I think before you onboard a client, you need to understand that they're bought in. Some people like the idea of change, but they're not ready for it. They're not in the phase of change where it actually requires some sort of action on their part. So that, first of all, they have to be willing to make changes. Most people that do come to me, they are ready. But that's number one. And then if there are excuses, I just remind them of what their priorities are, of why they signed up with me, of why they paid me. And usually it reminds them, oh, hey, like, you know, there's more to this than how I feel right now about not wanting to go to the store and buy food. It's bigger than just how tired I am right now. We didn't talk about this, but right for me, like a big turning point was when I had gut issues and I was kind of just waiting for someone to heal me, right? But I was like making excuses. Why am I not going to get healed? Why am I not getting fixed? Yada, yada, yada. I went to like all these doctors. Nobody could help me. And eventually I was told, hey, like, you know, you might have cancer. And I'm 21 at the time, and I'm like, oh, man, cancer? Are you serious? So that was the moment that made me be like, all right, flip a switch. I need to take full responsibility for my actions. And I started leveraging, gaining a healthy weight, and a lot of things started coming back, my sex drive, my color, my energy, my testosterone levels. So many things started getting better. So I think just taking action is an incredibly important lever, and realizing that you are responsible for your own health, not somebody else.
And that cancer is definitely a motivator. You know, I'm glad to hear that you're okay and that, you know, you're doing and you seem very healthy. So I'm glad to hear that and that you're not struggling with anything like that. We got about, you know, 60 seconds here. Now I want to give you a quick time to shout out where they can find you and, you know, what's coming up for you as well.
Yeah, so you can find me on all platforms. I post the most on X and Instagram at TheNickHoltz. TheNick, H-O-L-Z, is how you spell my username. And, yeah, right now I'm doing some coaching, one-on-one coaching. I'm getting ready to launch a group coaching with my new business partner. I'm really excited about that. It's not just weight loss coaching. It is that and everything else. We will touch on absolutely every layer of how to improve your health. And it's a much longer process than 90 days. So if you really want to change the overall quality of your health, feel free to reach out to me. I also do some meal plans as well if you're looking for something like that. But yeah, that's basically it, man.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was truly a blessing to have you on and drop so much free game on the audience. I'm excited to have you on again. Have a great day, Nick. And you guys are listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying strapped in with me all the way to the end here. My name is Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Man, I have no words. What a conversation with Nick. I really appreciate Nick sharing his journey and all the incredible insights that he's picked up along the way. It's amazing how something basic as food, something we interact with every single day, can have such a powerful impact on our lives, health, and even our mindset. It's clear it's not just about cooking or eating well. It's about showing us how food can actually be transformative. I think a lot of people underestimate that connection. And for everybody listening, I hope this chat with Nick has given you something of value to think about, whether it's taking the moment to pause and breathe before you eat or trying to make healthier choices despite your busy schedule. There's always ways to start somewhere, and Nick's story is proof that even small changes can lead to big transformations over time. Now, personally, I found it inspiring to hear Nick talk about finding your why you want to eat better, why you want to cook at home more, why you want to put in this extra effort. It's something I think we all could spend a little bit more time thinking about, because when you're clear on your why, those healthier choices get easier, they feel more natural, and then it becomes less about restriction and more about nurturing your body and living in a way that makes you actually feel good. Now, I hope today's show encouraged you to explore your relationships with food a little bit more and maybe even gave you some practical ideas to start incorporating into your life. Nick, thank you again for sharing so much of your story and these eye-opening ideas with us. I'm excited to see where your journey takes you next, and I know our listeners will be looking forward to more conversations like this, hopefully. But yeah, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to Live Better. Remember, even small steps towards better health can lead to a big difference in how you feel. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep striving to live better. Take care. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll see you right after this. Yeah.